Welcome back. After looking at loans given for professional and self-employed people, another area which the bank is actively looking at giving loan is in the education sector. Now, with the advent of globalization and Indians getting exposed to the world economy and coming together of all economies, there is a lot of demand for young people to go out across the national boundaries to US, Australia, Europe to get themselves further educated. But not all of us have adequate finances to complete or to enter into those courses. For this purpose, the banks have got into a very lucrative area called the education loans. So, Indian Bank Association or IBA suggested the model scheme, and RBI suggested banks to adhere to it. Main emphasis are to ensure that every meritorious student, even poor, is provided with opportunity to pursue education with the financial support from the banking system, and for higher education across in India or outside. So what is the eligibility criteria? You have to be an Indian citizen. You should secure admission to professional or technical courses in India and abroad through either an entrance test or merit-based selection process. Or you could even do a postgraduate course on research programs. And bank will adopt an appropriate criteria based on employability and reputation of the institute concerned. So it's not about your ability to pay back, it also is an ability of how good employability is there and reputation of the institute which are giving the admission to the student. So courses which are eligible and for studies in India, it's all approved courses, and these are indicative list, exhaustive list, you'll have to take it from the website. The approved courses leading to graduate, postgraduate conducted by recognized institution. ICWA, CA, CFA, MBA, MCA, regular degree, courses offered by approved for foreign universities. What expenses are considered for loan? So it is fees, obviously, exam fees, library fees, laboratory fees, any travel expenses, insurance premium, caution deposit, building fund, refundable deposit, for purchase of books, equipment and computers, any other expense required to complete the course is considered for loan purpose. Quantum of finance is very case to case and need based. So for studies in India, you get maximum up to 10 lakhs. And for studies abroad, maximum up to 20 lakhs. So this limit is fixed by RBI. Banks on their own discretion can consider higher quantums. The margins for giving such loan, up to 4 lakh nil, above 4 lakh in India 5% and abroad 15%, and scholarship assistantship is to be included in the margins, and margins may be bought in on year to year basis and when disbursements are made on pro rata basis. Security, up to 4 lakh no security, parents can act as a joint borrower. Above 4 lakh and up to 7.5 lakh, parents, joint borrower, third party guarantee at bank's discretion. And above 7.5 lakhs, parents become the joint borrower and you have to give tangible collateral security which is acceptable to bank as a security for getting the loan. Documentation. So loan documents are executed by both the parents and the student or the guardian as joint borrower. And security can be in the form of land, building, LIC policy, NSC, units of UTI, KVP, gold, shares, mutual fund units, bank deposit. In case of land and building, which is already mortgage, the unmortgaged part or the unencumbered portion is to be taken as security. Rate of interest. The rate of interest to be charged is at the rate linked to the base rate of individual banks. Simple interest to be charged during the study period and up to the commencement of repayment. There is a moratorium period till commencement of repayment is optional to student. Accrued interest will be added to principal amount borrowed while fixing the EMI. Appraisal, sanction and disbursement of such loan. So application has to be received by bank directly or by online mode. Acknowledgement needs to be given by the bank. Sanction rejection will be communicated within 15 days on receipt of application. Future income prospects will be looked into by the bank while appraising. Rejection will be with the concurrence of the controlling authority. And loans will be disbursed in stages as per the requirement or demand directly by the institutions in which you are going to study. Repayment. You can take a repayment holiday of 1 year or 6 months after getting the job, whichever is earlier. There's a 1% interest concession in interest if serviced during the loan period. 1% interest concession if the interest is serviced during the loan period. The repayment of loan will be in EMI. Loans up to 7.5 lakhs in 10 years and loans above 7.5 lakhs up to 15 years. Insurance. Bank may, with the consent of student, arrange for life insurance policy on student availing education loans as additional security. Follow-up, monitoring and processing charges. So bank will contact the college or university where to obtain the progress report. First, foreign students, unique identification number, SSN, to be obtained. No processing charges levied on loan sanctioned under this scheme. Bank can issue capability certificate for students going abroad for higher studies. For this purpose, financial and other supporting documents may be obtained from the applicant. Sanction of loan to more than one child from the same family. So that can also be done under this scheme. Minimum age. There is no specific restriction with regard to age of students to be eligible for education loan. Although if the student is minor, parents execute the documents of the loan and bank will obtain ratification from student up to attaining the majority age. Top-up loan, joint borrower. Bank may also consider to give top-up loan to student pursuing further studies within overall eligibility of limit. Repayment will commence after completion of second course and further moratorium period. And joint borrower should be normally parents or guardian. In case of married person, either spouse or parents-in-law can also become joint borrower. Other condition. So bank will not pass this loan application to other banks. Power to sanction loan should be to higher level authority. For more than one loan from same family, a family is considered as a single unit, one unit. No due certificate should not be insisted. Loan application should be disposed of within 15 days to 1 month. Margin security norms, banks may consider relaxation on case-to-case basis. And banks should not refuse loan on the ground because of the applicant is not within their operational area of the branch. Disposal of loan application. So, as we discussed, the loan application must be disposed of or agreed or disagreed within a period of 15 days to 1 month, and but not exceeding the norms stipulated for disposing of loan application under priority sector lending. So, this comes under priority sector lending. So, with that, we also come to the end of education loans in the retail bank book. So, thank you for listening.